Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest next station in the nation. It's out now, outshining any other station. So tell a friend to tell a friend by this station. Keep your ears and eyes open like a wound and stay in tune with EOTM Radio. It's the hottest next.
Tonight, we are pleased to introduce our newest Stunnest Mag family member, Miss Dazzle.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be a part of the team. I am now the executive assistant to the CEO, and all model submissions and questions are directed to me. So what's up, Stennis family?
And as you know, we are two of the real women with real curves here at Stunners Magazine.
Candy-coated models just ain't real.
Only at stunnersmag.com, sponsored by Carla B. of EOTMradio.com.
Stream live to all the EOTM shows at EOTMradio.com.
Tonight on Stunners Mag Live, we will be chatting about photographer and model personal relationships. Models sleeping with photographers for a magazine spread. What happens when a model and photographer have a falling out? What are the pros and cons of these relationships? How far will a model go to stay relevant in the industry? During the next hour, we'll be taking calls from our listeners.
No, now I'm mad because, like...
So please feel free to call into our studio line at 718-664-6543. We
Hello?
Also will be taking questions from our Twitter pages. Twitter.com/Stunnersmag, Twitter.com/JustKyle, Twitter.com/WendyForever, and Twitter.com/PlusCXO.
How?
Time for a commercial break, guys. We'll be right back.
Attention, attention, all independent artists. Allow EOTM to use their expertise and create the buzz you deserve. Email them today for a free marketing analysis, marketing@queensofinternetradio.com, or call 678-548-9466. That's marketing@queensofinternetradio.com, or call 678-548-9466. Internet Matt.
What do you
guys welcome back
that?
To Stunnersmag.com.
All right, we got Winnie B here tonight.
Yes, here I am, you guys.
There she is. We were looking
for you.
How
is everybody tonight?
We're doing all right. So Winnie, why don't you kick it off for us? What do you think about models sleeping with photographers to get in magazines?
What do I think about it? I think that is a disgrace, to be honest with you. Because it happens often in the industry, and I think it's unprofessional on the photographer's end and on the model's end. Because then you have like photographers who, you know, give you this, if you do this, this, that, and the third, then this is what you'll get in exchange. And then some of them play you and don't even follow through on your words. So now you're looking like an idiot and you're feeling like a piece of shit because this photographer got what they wanted and they didn't keep their end of the bargain.
So it's better to just not even go there, you know,
no,
because
it's really not.
Right.
I mean, for professional reasons, no, and because of people have fallouts, and there's photographers who will get mad and post your unedited pictures and try to blast you and just try to do all types of crazy stuff. And so to avoid, like, that whole situation, like, you know what I'm saying, like, pay for your stuff and have, like, a good understanding with that photographer that it's only professional and business level, nothing further than that.
Exactly. We had that conversation already.
Yeah, we
about paying for your stuff. Right. You know, it's always best for models. I tell you, this is coming from the magazine owner, straight from me. Pay for your pictures. I know you want to get your free pictures. You want to do that. Listen, if you get a contract with this photographer and you pay for your pictures, and in that contract you have, you know, whatever it is, terms that you both agree on, that is a legally binding document. And he cannot do anything with your pictures that you don't want him to, and vice versa. There is no sex, nothing involved in it. It is a legally binding contract. Pay for your pictures. If you don't pay for your pictures, guess what? That photographer can do whatever he wants to do with your pictures because you don't own them. Even though you took them and you're in the pictures, You don't own them. He's a photographer. He can do whatever he wants to do. He can decide not to give them to you if he wants. And there's nobody's going to do anything to him. So pay for your pictures, get a contract, and see, my stand on this whole thing about sleeping with photographers, sleeping with mag owners, whatever. Everybody knows that I have had a relationship with one of my models. But the thing with me is I realize those things happen, and I understand that. My thing is it pisses me off when people can't separate the business from the personal. Now, the model that I had a relationship with, we're no longer in a relationship, but guess what? I still work hard for her. I still do the things that I told her I was going to do because that is the kind of guy I am. I know how to separate the business from the personal. You know, her and I don't have a personal relationship anymore, but I still do what I'm supposed to do, and so does she, as far as the business is concerned. The problem arises when people can't do that, when people can't separate the business from the personal. And I really have a problem when there's photographers out there, and there's a lot of them, that will hold your pictures from you and you know, blast you on the internet with, you know, unedited pictures because you didn't sleep with them, you know. And, you know, that's when I have a problem. That's when I get involved. And that's what they don't want. They don't want me to get involved. So it's best to just keep it professional. You know, if you're not absolutely certain, because let me go back. I am completely honest. I know that there's people that have relationships out there, personal relationships, that are in business, you know, together. If you're not absolutely certain that this person that you're in this relationship with can separate the business from the personal, don't do business with them. That's the bottom line, you know. Be sure that both of you can separate it. Because if you can't, don't do one or the other. Because it's not going to work. That's my take.
Not only that, it puts you in a bad position, you know, when you also do it, like, from that angle. Because it's like, you know, you never know the outcome of it. You know, like you said, that these people have your unedited pictures. So if they wanted to be real jerks and wanted to try to just tarnish your name and image and, like, ruin your, like, whole modeling career by posting up pictures, because I've seen it done. I've seen a particular photographer actually do that with a young lady and aired her out on Twitter and was just going in and had all these people going in. And he was supposed to be this professional photographer who works with a lot of models that I actually know. And not only that, like, I've seen this particular photographer, like, show other people's work. And I'm like, wow, so imagine what you would do to me. You know what I mean? That's unprofessional, and that's a terrible look.
Right, right. So, you know, it's best to just, if you're not absolutely certain that, you know, let's end it on that. If you're not absolutely certain that this person can separate it, don't get into bed with the person. Don't do that. It's not going to work out good for you. Trust me.
No, it's really not.
Guy, what do you think?
I have, sort of a different take on it. I feel as though if two people are consenting adults, as long as it's separated, what they do in the bedroom is nobody's business but their own, as long as it's separated. Now, once we get into people using, just like Winnie said, the unedited pictures because they're mad at the person or what have you, then that's just disrespectful and that's wrong. But if they could keep it separated, your personal business is your personal business. But at the same token, it's kind of bringing me to another question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you all feel that once a model does sleep with a photographer, she's kind of like blacklisted into the industry as the model that sleeps with the photographers?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Ms. Dazzle? Want to hear from you?
Yes, it's a catch-22 One, because a lot of the photographers are guys, and just like any other guys, you're going to tell who you're sleeping with. So, duh, when she shoots with somebody else, they're already going to have that preconceived notion that she's going to give up the goodies. But
you don't give up the booty,
that's what people are going to assume. Because that's how guys talk. I mean, girls talk like that too, but.
I was about to say, it's a little one-sided over here, man. You know, I'm the only guy here, so I don't know. I don't know about that shit, Dad.
No, because what you're saying is true. Like, that's very much true. Like, guys, like, run their mouths, especially, like, if it's a really hot model. You know, they want to pass it on if they just got done smashing her and this, that, and the third, and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, what the hell?
Okay, let me, okay, hold on. Since you want to say guys run their mouth, when did you guys find out that I was at in a relationship with one of my moms? When did you find out?
When me personally,
recently,
I
right?
found out through you and through her. So that's how I found out. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, I'm banging her. No, it was really, we are in a relationship. They had been together for a long time. Things actually
right.
just ended, and they're still on good terms. That I do know.
Exactly.
Personally.
And
so,
that's how I work. I don't run my mouth.
That's how I
knew.
So you're
that's
one of the rare out of the many, Super, who don't do that. So you're exempt out of this part of the conversation.
Oh, okay. Thanks. That's all I wanted to hear, damn it.
You're welcome. So you're safe. You're on safe grounds right now.
Oh,
I just want to take a second because Carla, I'm not sure, but via my Twitter, I think we have a caller.
Uh-oh. Give me the number so they can call in.
She says she's calling in now. It should be Phoenix, the vixen, on the line. I'm not sure, but she says she called. This was 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
So, is she on the line?
Not sure if she is. I am.
And who is this?
I didn't want to say my name at first, but my name is Q. Actually, I'm a model manager as well as soon to be a magazine publisher.
I know who you are. Yeah. Tell me later so I can
know.
I'll tell you later. Nothing
oh,
bad.
Wow.
Nothing bad.
Oh, okay. I would hope not. I think this topic is very funny. And I think the fact that in the urban world, the fact that it's so such a big thing. It's kind of bad. My take on it, I mean, like everybody's been saying, I mean, as long as you two consensual adults, then I think that it's perfectly fine. The problem that comes in is when people want to abuse their position. And like y'all said, but I think one thing that the models can step their part on is you shouldn't have to worry about unedited pictures, because if your body's in proper shape, then edited or not, somebody posts some pictures about you, that actually should compliment you and say, well, you posted some unedited pictures of me, but my body's even better than with the editing. But
no Photoshop.
Good point.
Right.
I like this guy.
No, that is
right.
A very good point.
Right. Now, see, here's the thing with the team. I'm not 100% team no Photoshop, because a lot of people who are part of team no Photoshop really should, like, get off that team, because we're in the match. Somebody's letting people in the wrong teams, because what ended up happening is, and excuse my background, I didn't plan on calling in, but when it comes down to it, everybody needs some type of Photoshop. I mean, everybody has some type of blemish.
Of course,
so
that's why it's called professional pictures.
Right, but at the end of the day, you know, it shouldn't be remaking the person. Oh, so
no.
That's not being a model, because at that point,
it's
turning Precious into, you know, Halle Berry. And if that's the case, that anybody can model at that point. You know, that's one thing that I'm very strict about on my models, is making sure, you know, make sure your body's on point, because at the end of the day, when you're hosting parties and stuff like that. When people see you in person, they like, oh, this,
they're
this chick
for
ain't
what's
the,
in the picture.
Right.
Right. You gotta,
I have a horror story about this.
Right.
I really do. I have a horror story about this. I have, I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I have to say this. And Kai and Winnie and Ms. Dazzle, they already know, I think. I have started recently telling models, I need unedited pictures of you because I need to see you, see what you look like. In this past issue of Stunners, I had a model send me edited pictures. And I swear to God, I shit you not, I saw unedited pictures after the magazine was published. I saw unedited pictures of this model, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me. He looked nothing like the pictures that I got to put in the magazine.
Was it her body that was messed up,
on,
or was it her face?
It was everything. Face, jacked up, body, big old beer belly, everything. I was
what?
Like, you have got to be kidding me. Now, this girl... Now, this girl is the sweetest girl in the world. She's sweet. Really is. But I would not have put her in the magazine. She would have been my friend. You know, she would have been in the friend zone. Ms. Dazzle and I have already talked about that. The friend zone.
My friend zone is an awesome team to be on, though.
Now, what is it? She did a magazine release, a magazine signing for me. And I got a lot of bad feedback. They said she looked high, she looked jacked up, and it was like, who is this? And, you know, and...
I'm sorry.
I was apologetic. You know, what can I do? You know, but, you know, and then she wants to be in the magazine still, and I'm like, I don't know what to say to her.
Be honest with her. Tell her
okay.
No, you tell her that only real women is real hers at Stunners Magazine and change each other.
Okay.
And actually, Carla, I think we do have Phoenix on the phone now. She should be calling from area code 203.
Nope.
Thank you, Q. I appreciate
you,
bro.
No problem.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, I have a question from Twitter from DMV Soldier, and he says, do you think it's fair to sleep with the photographers and not try harder like the other models?
No.
Like sleeping your way to the top, I guess. Well, of course it's not fair, but...
That's completely unfair. Someone have to let it out for success.
Hey, some people do it. Some
people
do it.
Well, there you go.
Can I say something real quick?
All right,
yeah, go
ahead. It's just beyond the whole topic. But I'm just making sure this is that the man on the line is Superman, right? It's this guy.
Yes, that
okay.
is the man.
What up, big homie? But anyway,
how you doing, man?
Okay. Now I'm glad you said something, and I didn't want to say nothing because you know me. I you know anybody doing anything, I support them. But yes, I went to I'm backing up your story because I went to one of the magazine signings and no.
Exactly.
It wasn't a good look, and you know I kept things to myself, and I said I wasn't going to say nothing to nobody because then it would look like, you know, sometimes you want to say something and just say the reality, but the funny thing is the people who they were talking about, I'm friends with, and they did very nice girl, but the funny thing is I had a couple of photographers hit me up later and say, listen, such and such at that release, at that magazine signing, that chick shouldn't have been there, and I tried my best to back it up, but it was hard. Like you said, they were looking
high.
Was
this my magazine release? Oh, Lord. Was this my signing?
It was other people. I'm not going to talk about stuff on the radio, but it just when I went to people's magazines.
I appreciate you, brother.
I went to numerous people's magazine signings. I didn't just go to one person's magazine signing.
I think
what end up what just happens is when you go into these places, you should be representing whatever magazine publication or even just yourself in general. Whenever you go, you should be representing you and that company properly. But
you're right.
But that's really all I had to say. But I mean, I think that's a good topic, and y'all doing a good job, and you know, congratulations to all of y'all. So.
Well, thank you very much, my love.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to call in and get my love. So I'm going to get off here now. But, again, you know, my love and support to everybody up on the show.
All right, Q. Thank you, bro.
Aww.
No problem.
I want to say one thing real quick about Team No Photoshop. There are certain models that I have seen myself in person. And I want to give a big shout-out to Miss April, the model.
I knew it was coming.
Niana Faison, my ex, and Miss Dazzle. I have seen unedited pictures of these and Kimberly Nicole. I've seen unedited pictures of these models, and I've seen them in person. And if anybody should be in Team No Photoshop, it's those models, because they look just as bad in person as they do in their pictures.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you're far too kind. Over here.
Okay, and on that note, it is time for a commercial. We're going to go to commercial.
What? Did I say something wrong? What the hell?
We're going to commercial.
Look at that. All right, fine. Go to commercial.
Welcome to your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com.
You know, when two people decide to get married, it's a pretty exciting time, but it also brings up a lot of hard questions. One of these questions is, how exactly are you and your spouse-to-be going to merge your money? The first step in doing this is to start discussing your financial goals. A good exercise to get this going is for each partner to make a list of his or her short-term goals, like paying off a credit card, getting a new car, or even going on a vacation. Then begin to list your long-term goals, like retirement or having a baby. From there, you should be able to determine which of these goals are a priority to both of you. Then, once you've identified these goals, you can focus your energy on achieving them. This is Gil Michelle.
That was your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com. To get more information and receive our free newsletter, visit BlackMoneyMatters.com.
Welcome back to Stunna's Magazine Radio Live, the home of real women with real curves. And before we get back into the topic, I want to encourage everybody to go to Stunna's Mag website, www.stunnasmag.com, and pre-order that fall issue, cover girl Mina Moreau. Myself, Kale, I am on the back cover.
Woo-hoo!
And I do believe that Phoenix, the Vixen, is on the phone now, calling from area code 203. Is she on the phone?
Let's take Phoenix.
Hi, Phoenix.
Can you hear me? Yes, thank God. I have a lot to say. Oh, my goodness. And the guy that called in before, was it Q, I think, talking about Team No Photoshop? Oh, my gosh. He had me rolling. He was talking about the girls who really don't need to be on Team No Photoshop.
But
as far as, you know, girls doing things in the industry who think that they're getting somewhere, a lot of times, you know, they sleep around or whatever the case is. And I feel like it definitely makes the rest of us look bad because, you know, in the urban modeling industry, I mean, for most of us, it's kind of a tight corner because, you know, not everybody's, you know, 5'7 or 110 pounds or whatever. So we're taking, you know, whatever chances we can get. And you already know that people look down on, you know, video vixens or girls who pose in magazines or certain things because they feel like, oh, you know, she's just an eye candy model or, you know, she doesn't have anything else to offer. So they're already looking at us like that. So then when you have girls who actually act on it, and I'm not saying that, you know, some relationships aren't genuine because you never know who you end up meeting. But when you have girls that are just trying to sleep around to get somewhere, that makes the rest of us look extremely bad. So
not only that,
I'm totally against it.
It makes it harder, too, because of the simple fact that, you know, people in the industry such as photographers, casting directors, all of that, they expect mm-hmm. that because they get it so much from so many females that when they get a female who is not willing, they're like shocked, like, well, this is what comes with the industry and this is and da da da. It's like they try to feed you this BS to like try to convince mm-hmm. you that this is what is the rules and regulations of the game if you want to get anywhere.
And my thing is, you know, each model, yeah, you may have an agent or whomever, but at the end of the day, you're ultimately responsible about, you know, how people perceive you. So if you, you know, act like a whore and you're sleeping around and think that it's not going to get out, you never do anything that you don't want anybody to know about, no matter, you know, who it's with, whether you think people are trustworthy or not, you never know. So I would recommend just not doing it at all, especially if you think you're trying to keep a secret, because there are no secrets in this industry at all.
That's absolutely right.
I don't know about that now. I kept my relationship with Niana a secret for a long time.
Well,
but
it's not a
secret
no more.
Anymore.
It's not right.
But it's over.
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, that's
you know,
true.
It was the honest to God true relationship, and we kept it between us for a long time.
But
you know?
Honestly, you know that that's very rare. That is
very rare.
You're right.
Nine out of ten times, it's like some quick slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, have a great day. At the end of the shoot, they'll have sex with you or they'll have sex with you before your shoot or try to whatever. You know what I mean? And then that's it. Have a great day. Here's some pictures. See you later. And if I feel like calling you again, I'll call you again and work with you.
That's
one thing I had to learn that I used to go on one of the websites that show castings and stuff all the time, and a lot of photographers will put, like, trade for this or, you know, TF, and that doesn't necessarily mean that, A, their photos are great, and, B, that they're legit. So since because I had an incident where, you know, a photographer put me in a position where I felt uncomfortable. He didn't write out ask for it, but he did everything around it that he could to ask for it, and it made me uncomfortable. And that was one of those trade for time or, you know, trade for photos or whatever situations. And because he didn't get what he was expecting, he never gave me my photos. And then, you know, that was makeup and hair and a whole outfit that was wasted because, you know, you can't reshoot, you know, that same look because
that
then, you know, he might try and post it.
I hate that wasting a good outfit.
I know, that sucks, right?
Yes.
Oh, so y'all better than me because if I don't like the way the outfit is shot by one person, I'm going to get it shot by somebody better. I don't care.
That's what I learned. I learned, okay, you know what? I may pay to shoot with somebody, you know, in New York or whatever, but I'm paying for quality, and I don't have to, for the most part, I haven't had any problems with people, you know, hitting on me or asking for a little extra on the side because, you know, I'm investing in my career, so I try to stay away from people like that. And not only that, I listen. When people tell me, oh, don't mess with such a southern photographer because he's a perv or, you know, stay away from this person, I'm like, okay, you ain't got to tell me twice. I'm good.
So I got another question.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So you got models obviously sleeping with photographers. Now, it comes to the point where, because so many of them do it, some of the photographers kind of, like, expect it. Like, that's what they expect. Even if they don't know you, that's what they expect.
And I had personal experience. I'm not going to say his name. I mean, I should, but I'm not. But he's a big, big, big photographer. And I went to shoot with him in a hotel. Usually I take an escort with me. He wouldn't allow my escort to come with me. So
oh,
I'm okay.
I'll say his fucking name. I'm
oh, my goodness.
Name.
He took it a little too far to the point where if somebody wouldn't have intervened, it probably would have got really bad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's bad.
And I'm not the first person who said it, and I'm probably not the last person. And it's really sad because he's really good at what he does. But at the same token, some people that are that good take it to the extreme. Well, I'm this good, and I know my pitch is a hitter in this. So
Digital Cocktail is a pervert.
So she gonna give me
I said it on
the
on radio.
Who is that, Superman? Who's Digital Cocktail?
What's his name, Kai?
I am not putting out government names so I can have
digital
a lawsuit on my head for defamation of character.
It wouldn't be defamation of character because it's the reality of what it is. You know what I mean? The truth is the truth. He can't sue you because he's a fucking, excuse my language, because he's a damn pervert. If you're a pervert, you're a damn pervert in the discussion. And you just need to admit to it and just get out the goddamn industry.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right now, looking it up.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is
Winnie B.
Why?
Look,
I'm on Google right now. I pulled up a new tab just to Google it. I think I know exactly who you're talking about. 100%.
This stuff is really good, and it's really, really sad. And then at the end of the day, I still didn't get all my pictures.
Wow.
He told me I had to come get them. I had to come get them.
Kyle didn't say anything. Superman, sunismag.com said it. I said it. I got something to say to me, you can call me. My number is 310-498-7359.
All right.
I have a comment on my Yahoo Instant Messenger from my best friend, and he said that he likes Winnie B because, and excuse my language, because she's a fucking G.
Thank you, Solomon. I said thank you so much, my love.
He can hear
you. I'm sorry, Solomon. That flipped out. It just got me a little upset right there. Like, oh.
It's my fault. So no more cousin.
Yes.
That's it.
So let's go on a happy note. Let's talk about something happy.
Phoenix. The fall issue. We can pre-order the fall issue at www.stunnersmag.com with Mia Monroe on the cover and my girl Kylie on the back.
Yay!
Samoan bombshell.
29 models in this issue. The release party, Club Elysium, October 23rd in Detroit, Michigan, downtown Detroit. Over 1,500 expected. We are going to be partying all night long, baby.
Which is right after my birthday.
Donna's just coming to Detroit, baby.
That's what's up. You guys, make sure you're there.
All right, let's take it happy. We're going to start with Phoenix. You still on the line?
I'm still here.
Okay. I want to know who are some of your favorite models and what makes them stand out to you.
Some of my favorite models. I have a whole bunch. Okay.
Let's do three.
Okay. Are we talking urban? Because I have a few that I look up to as far as urban models.
Let's do urban.
Okay.
Let's do urban.
All right. So, okay, three. Oh, this is hard. Okay. Esther, of course. Can we do four?
Yeah, go ahead.
Four. Esther.
Okay.
Who's Esther? I don't know her
Esther
last
Baxter.
Name.
Esther Baxter.
I've never heard of her
Esther
before.
You've never heard of Esther Baxter?
You've never heard of Esther Baxter? Where have you been?
I'm kidding.
You sound like you're under a rock right now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Go ahead.
I love her to death because
I did ask her why.
I love her because I actually spoke with her not on the phone or in person, but I added her to my Facebook and Twitter, and she actually reached out to me and gave me advice as to, you know, things that I should do and people who I should look up to or look out for as far as management, because I was asking, when I first started, I would ask people who I admired if, you know, hopefully they will respond, but I didn't think they ever would. But she actually responded and, you know, gave me advice on who to watch out for and different management or different agents that are legitimate and things like that. And it wasn't just for me. She's done that for a number of other models who I've talked to, and I think that that's very encouraging because most models in this industry, especially because it's so competitive, they don't want to give you any type of advice, any type of help at all. It's kind of like, oh, well, I got on. You better find out how to do it yourself. So I appreciated that. And then I like Rosa Acosta because she's very humble, down to earth. I remember this incident that she had with Mano, and he was, like, trying to joke on her about her shoes or something. And it was pretty funny, but I liked her response. You know, she remained calm. She didn't, you know, curse him out, because I know if he would have went on me, I think I would have lost all type of etiquette and turned hood, and she didn't do that. You know, she remained ladylike and polite, and at the end, you know, they asked her, well, what happened? And she was like, well, I'm not going to go spend thousands of dollars on a pair of shoes when my family back in the Dominican Republic needs homes and help and that type of stuff. So that I really admired, because not only is she gorgeous, but she has goals, and she's also into fitness modeling. She's taken it from just urban modeling, and she's actually going somewhere outside of urban modeling. And that's hard because not very many girls get to branch out. I like Sweet Suleika. She's new, but I've gotten to work with her several times. And Sweet Suleika,
she actually works with Visual Cocktail a lot.
She did.
Yeah,
I
don't want to know her then.
She's not a bad person. And I, for what I know, they had a couple of photographers under them, so maybe she got, you know, one of the good ones, hopefully. But she's a sweetheart as well. She's very humble. She's always giving advice and help. And I also like Melissa Ford because every interview I see her in, she knows how to carry herself. She's proper, you know. I hate when they interview women and, you know, you expect them to say something sweet and, you know, sound, you know, cute or whatever, and the girl's like, yeah, I'm trying to be like Donald Trump and all them niggas. Like, who talks like that?
Me.
So, no, you don't. No, you don't. And even if you did, you know when to turn it on and turn it off. I hate when girls are in interviews and they don't know, you know, there are certain instances when you can be like that, and there are certain times when you need to be proper and know how to, you know, carry yourself. So that's what I like about those models. Sorry,
okay,
that, you
go
know,
ahead,
I took 30 minutes.
Go ahead, Winnie. We're going to narrow it down to two, though.
You know, I never really, really thought about it like that.
I don't think they have to be a big name. It could be somebody that's just starting. That's what I think. But,
I don't know. I can't really say. You guys kind of just threw me on the spot with that one.
Okay, you think about it. We're going to ask Ms. Dazzle.
I had a brain freeze real quick.
We're going to ask Ms. Dazzle, and then
let's go to Ms. Dazzle, then, man. You think about it, Winnie.
Okay.
Drum roll. I like just Ms. Paris. That's her Twitter name.
Just Ms. Paris.
If you go on Twitter, it's at Just Miss Paris. Just one word. She's young. She's like my age, and she just seems real chill. I like people that are personable but still trying to get somewhere. And I also like Lovely Hill. That's her Twitter name as well. She's educated. Like me. Like, I'm in college, but a lot of people always think that models are just going to be stupid. No, I'm pursuing a degree, so is she, you know. We have other goals. Just because we model doesn't mean that we have to keep up the best.
And she just tweeted that she loves the show.
For her,
She just tweeted that she's loving the show.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yes.
But, yeah, so, oh, yeah. And I like Barbie Britannia. So, yeah, those are the people I like. Just Miss Paris, Lovely Hill.
Okay.
Hello, guys.
Okay, so are we going to me or are we going back to Winnie?
No, we're going to go to
you. Got it together.
We're going to me.
No, we're going to Kai.
Who are my favorite models?
No, we're going to Kai first. Then we'll go to you.
Who are my favorite models? My favorite models.
No, no.
You're biased.
Wait a minute. This
three
is
ladies
called
on the phone.
Tag Live, okay?
You can only
I'm
say the three
kidding.
Ladies on the
I'm
phone.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Winnie. I'm sorry, honey. Go ahead.
It's just me, Kai. My favorite model is Gloria Velez. Gloria Velez is gorgeous.
Who is that?
And Gloria Velez? Are you serious?
He wants you.
Or is he going
to just play anyway? We're just going to go. Gloria Velez, first of all, I have respect for Gloria Velez because Gloria Velez is a single mother, and she's out here doing it for her son. And I am a single mother. I have two sons, so I know just what the struggle is. Her son's father is Aaron Hall, the singer, and she's doing the damn thing. She's beautiful, like beautiful, like no homo, but yeah. If I needed a girlfriend, it'd be Gloria Velez.
I think Cocker let something out the bag there.
And my other favorite model, and y'all already know, is my boo, Christina Devine. I love Christina Devine. That's my homie. That's my boo. I love her. She's humble. She's sweet. And she's seen no Photoshop.
Love you, Christina.
It looks just how it looks in the picture. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. I've seen it. Makeup artist. I first met Christina when I did her makeup. I've seen it. It's team, no Photoshop,
boy.
For real. It looks just how it looks in the picture. Love you, Christina.
And can we say team, no injections? Team, no
button.
Team,
no injections.
That was last week's show.
That's last week's show.
Oh, I'm late. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know this is my bedtime.
Okay, Winnie, you ready now?
Yes, I'm ready. I think one of my favorite models that is Emily Lugo. I like her a lot. She's actually a very humble Emily Lugo.
I don't know who that is.
You've never heard of Emily Lugo? She's been in Black Men's Magazine like twice, and she's actually on the cover of G1 Magazine right now for the November issue.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Well, so I like her. She's, like, really humble, and she's, like, really on her grind. And just like Gloria Velez, she's also another single mother, and she's making, like, a lot of power moves. And not only that, like, I actually hit her up on Twitter, and she responded back to me. She follows me and stuff. And, for being somewhat on a plateau that she is, like, she didn't have to respond to me, but she showed that love back to me. So when you get models like that, that's like a beautiful thing because there's so many models out here that just on such a cocky status where they think that they can't even respond to you like, oh, please, like who are you to even be hitting me up? You know what I mean? So, and also my other model is Amazing Amy. She's awesome.
I'm sorry. No disrespect to Amazing Amy, but Jayana Favreau got that. I'm sorry. Cheyenne got that.
I mean, by the booty, yes. By the face, not so much.
Yeah, her face is gorgeous. Don't do Cheyenne like that. I've seen Cheyenne's face with no makeup on it, and that girl is beautiful.
They're both beautiful.
They are both are beautiful. Shout out to Amy for being in the straight stunting right now, I guess. I think that's what she in, but I don't know. She's in something right now.
She's in something right now. I don't know. But Jayana Fabrio will be on The Sun is Cover magazine with Miss April, the model for the NFL issue. So that's definitely a good look as well. And actually, she actually hit me up. Me and her was conversing a little bit on Twitter and stuff, and I actually told her to call into the show and stuff. So she said she would.
I heard the outfit for the NFL preview issue was crazy.
For Jayana?
April and Jayana. I heard it was so crazy.
Can I talk now?
Yeah.
All right. My favorite urban models, number one is
JJ.
April.
I was thinking JJ.
Say that.
Mom.
I didn't know how to say that.
She
Thank
is
you.
From Chicago.
Chocolate Wonder. The chocolate baby.
Chocolate Wonder Woman. Lord have
the
mercy.
Chocolate Wonder.
Miss April the model. She is going to be on the cover with Jayana Fabro in this NFL playoff preview issue. And I'm telling you, I think it's going to be the hottest issue that I've done. You know, Jayana
I
is just awesome. Jayana is awesome. She's from Ohio. And, I seen Jayana at a party once in Atlanta. And when I saw her, I swear to God, I thought it was the light-skinned sister. The body this girl has is unbelievable. And she is so pretty. It's crazy. And she didn't have just barely any makeup on when I saw her. And, so those are two of my favorite urban models. And my next favorite urban model is Kylie.
Oh, you're lying.
You're lying.
I'm going to tell you why. Every time I talk to you, honey, you are so genuine, genuinely nice. Your attitude is exactly what we want at Stunners for our cover models, for our models, period. You know, you're always willing to help do anything, any and everything that I ask, you know, and it's just unbelievable the support that I get from you. You know, I wish you lived here. You know,
he says that all the time.
You would definitely be on the team, like in my hip pocket, everywhere. You know, anytime you had time for me, you would be with me. You know, because it's just unbelievable. I've never seen anyone support me. You know, other than Carla B.
Yes, like you have.
So I just want to give you a shout out, honey, because you deserve it. Okay?
Thank
Seriously.
You.
No joking aside.
That was beautiful. I know, really beautiful. Like a
Kodak
moment. We have somebody trying to call in from 703 area code.
Uh-oh, I know what that is.
That's me. Where's that?
703, is that Baton Rouge? 703. Mm-hmm. I don't have my Google pulled up right now. 703
is Virginia. 703.
That's
really?
Virginia.
703 is hi.
Somebody has a question, too, on Twitter.
Hello.
Can y'all hear me? Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 703, that's Virginia. But
yes,
I'm from Baton Rouge, and my name is Lee Hill. Y'all did me a little shout-out earlier. That was so nice.
Yay.
Hey, there she is.
Yay.
Thank you for calling in, babe.
I know. I kind of like the show. I like the message that you guys are sending. Some people need to be listening right now.
I'm looking at your AD. It's beautiful, too.
It
is. Thank you.
On Twitter, yes, it is, my dear. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so who's who? I can't recognize voices now.
Well, this is you're talking to Superman from Stunners Magazine,
yes.
The CEO, first of all. All
right.
I'm Kylie.
Okay.
I'm Winnie.
Well, I'm me, duh. I'm talking to you right now on Twitter.
Oh, my God. You know, that's got to be my – oh, big shout-out to our new executive assistant, Miss Dazzle, first of all. Forgot to say
hello.
That.
Hello.
Wow. Yes, hello.
Am I still on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys hung up on me. My bad. And I'm
Never.
Phoenix, and I'm just a guest commentator.
She is so funny.
You're so special. So what do you think?
Okay. Real quick, can I shout somebody out real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, on my Facebook, I have a status. The status is popping. I want to shout out the CEO, the editor-in-chief of Cred Extra Magazine, Ray Chiodi, because he's listening, and he has the same birthday as me. So thank you for listening, twin. So he's listening,
oh,
and he's
God.
Commenting. But he doesn't want to call in because he's shy.
Oh, my God.
Tell him we'll make him feel very comfortable.
Tell him he's like the best orgy ever.
Yeah, we'll make him feel so comfortable that he's not going to want to hang up.
Yes. So shout out to Ray, my birthday twin. May 30th, Gemini.
Okay,
yeah, May 30th, Gemini. Remember that.
Okay, my birthday is August 21st. And I accept
PayPal payment.
PayPal.
Somebody's supposed to be sending me my cookies. Don't get me
is
started,
for a commercial?
Guys. Yeah, it's time for a commercial now, huh? Okay.
Well, actually, I think it's time to end the show. I think it's time to go bye-bye.
Is it?
Already?
Yeah, let us just say, you know, it's been another great show with you all. Thanks for everybody for tuning in, calling in Sweden. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at StunnersMag, at JustKylay, at WinnieBForever. Dazzle, you're going to have to change your name. I don't think I can say that again.
PleasurePussyXO. Ooh, yeah, baby.
Guys. Follow Phoenix at Phoenix Vixen. Follow Miss Lovely Hill. It's just like it sounds. Lovely.
Lovely Hill.
It rolls off
lovely
your tongue,
doesn't it? Yeah, it does. It actually has like a sexy ring to it. Lovely Hill.
Lovely Hill.
A little too much wrong here for me, man. I don't know.
And I forgot what I was about to say. Oh, log on to www.stunnersmag.com to order your issue or calendar and become a valued member of our Stunners family. You have something you want to discuss next Tuesday at 11 p.m. on air with us, we'll tweet us your suggestions. And if you want us to advertise for you during the show, just let us know. Make sure you pre-order that fall issue, Mina Monroe on the front cover, Kylay on the back, photo by Sean Donnell. Thank you, Sean. And until next week, that's it. Everybody say bye.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
We love you.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Bueno.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah. That's it, everybody. That has bone in the building. You already know we do. Flag game. Smoke a tree. Big blunt for the building, dog. Roll them up. Don't stop rolling, roll more fun. Yeah. Papa Andre.
Swag genius, little buddy, we getting right to the money. I ain't lying, I ain't bluffing when I say that we running. I ain't talking about laps, I'm talking running my city. We are getting new money, those are 150. Swag genius, little buddy, we getting right to the money. I ain't lying, I ain't bluffing when I say
that we running.
I ain't talking about laps, I'm talking running my city. We are getting new money, those are 150. Facts on deck, I'm getting big money, fam. Paper coming in faster than a fax machine. Hey, why you think I got Jesus up on my damn neck? And I don't know why this wallet don't fit in my straight leg. I'm about to go in off a couple hens and some Red Bull and turn it up in a damn act. You know I'm about to act the A. I mean a fool and I'm so cool, play me wrong and you gon' see a goon. And I'm coming with them blockers, I ain't coming with no little tool. Ooh, you see young tipper stunting, hey, that's just show money. And niggas be hating, cause they don't own money. Hey, they don't know money. See, I just blow money. I got my shorty getting her hair and nails done money. Hey, they be saying I be doing too much, but I don't give a fuck, cause I just ain't got enough. And that drain got me stuck, that cush got me gone. I'm all up in the sky, I think I can fly. Swag genius, little buddy, we getting right to the money. I ain't lying, I ain't bluffing when I say that we running. I ain't talking about laps, I'm talking running my city. We are getting new money, those are 150. Swag genius, little buddy, we getting right to the money. I ain't lying, I ain't bluffing when I say
that we running.
I ain't talking about laps, I'm talking running my city. We are getting new money, those are 150. I'm blowing out the ounce, that's a 400 bag of that granddaddy perk. My life is so turnt. Upside down, it's like I'm living on another planet. Your assets is denied, mine is grandy. Fucking funny ass niggas. And if I had an attitude, I'd kill niggas. But I don't let my attitude fuck with my money, dude. Cause if I did that, fool, I'd kill everyone. But ain't a nigga still focused, cause I got two youngins. So my occupation is stacking money up for my youngins. But a nigga still blowing, chain be shining, earrings got diamonds, pinky rings blinding. Sure. Like Gucci Mane say, burr. For the record, I be shining on these niggas, I don't care. And my team be so vicious, eat fresh, young tipsy, eat fresh, young tipsy. Jay, it's a swag genius. Swag genius, little buddy, we get it right to the money. I ain't lying, I ain't bluffing when I say that, that we run it. I ain't talking about laps, I'm talking running my city. We are getting new money, those are 150. Swag genius, little buddy, we get it right to the money. I ain't lying, I ain't bluffing when I say
that, that we run it.
I ain't talking about laps, I'm talking running my city. We are getting new money, those are 150. Big rims on the brand new Impala. Your tip of mind game is always on dollars. I got an account at 6 different damn banks. Ask the bank teller, she'll tell you young tips straight. Drinking Arizona, smoking weed and getting teas. Remaining loyal to my squad and going hard for my team. But if I don't succeed, I'm back on block with the work because I gotta get this guap. And if I don't, then I'm burned. Chilling on the beach with bitches up in their bikini. Tell them it's a party at my telly. Follow young tipsy, I'ma stroke them, I'ma stroke them. Pitting dick all in they belly. I'ma beat it up like Tommy D. Keeps it on belly. I'm ready, already. I promise that I'm illy. I'm wildin' out, jumping all around, popping bottles in the building. And I'm feeling myself, my motherfucking self. Fly boy, tipsy, that boy is something. Swag genius, little buddy, we get it right to the money. I ain't lying, I ain't bluffing when I say that, that we run it. I ain't talking about laps, I'm talking running my city. We are getting new money, those are 150. Swag genius, little buddy, we get it right to the money. I ain't lying, I ain't bluffing when I say
that, that we run it.
I ain't talking about laps, I'm talking running my city. We are getting new money, those are 150.
EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
I'm the singer, spoken word artist, Epiphany. You can find my work at www.myspace.com/Epiphany's House. As a Poetry Over Music Senate member, I'm proud to be a part of Poetry Over Music campaign to grow poetry and spoken word. So, from now and until the end of the year, Poetry Over Music is going to be giving away thousands of dollars in gift cards. The way to win this month is to go out and spread the word about EOTM. Tell your friends, co-worker, pastors, strangers, etc., etc., etc. And the person that EOTM says refers the most listeners or poets will win a Poetry Over Music gift card. It's just that easy. If you have not done so, please go to www.poetryovermusic.com, join the page, and check out the new Poetry Over Music magazine featuring me.
Someone I can depend on if you're down no matter what. Let me know what you're waiting for.